Yeah, I learned a bunch of things, you know, over the years, and I'm just very, you know, fortunate to be here and, you know, showing what I got.
Now, I keep saying that last year you didn't necessarily put up any numbers or anything like that in Oakland or whatnot, but the years prior that you did so well, does it, you know, strike you that he's been paying attention to you so long, Bill Belichick?
I mean, I've just been, like I said, I've just been, you know, whatever they asked me to do, I've come out here and, you know, I give it all I got and, you know, just hope for the best.
Can you explain, like, I guess what kind of history you guys have that you've known each other?
Between who?
You and Bill Belichick.
I mean, we only really met, you know, after, you know, the free agent process. So, I mean, that was about it, really, that I've ever really talked to him before.
Did it surprise you at all that he, like, sort of known your history or anything?
Yeah, I mean, it did surprise me because he knows everybody's history. I mean, he's Bill Belichick.
Does it matter what side you have a preferred side, left side, coming from the right side?
I mean, I just go in there and do what I'm told. I mean, mm-hmm. Left side, right side, up the middle, you know, I just do what I'm told.
Mm-hmm. Does it look like, I mean, I know it's early, but do you like what you see from this team so far, the defense so far, what you might be able to generate down the road in terms of the pass rush?
I definitely like what I see. You know, every day we're getting better. You know, we always have our coaching points that we need to work on every day, but, you know, that's football, and we just come out here every day, you know, try to put a smile on our face and just go to work.
Do you have a favorite move?
Every move.
Do you have an arsenal of moves?
Oh, a couple things here and there.
I think I read somewhere that you have a habit of getting to the big-name quarterbacks. Do you keep a diary or something, guys that you check off,
no.
The guys you've gotten? Or
No, I don't do anything like that.
Remember you said you got Castle a couple times in 2008. You never got Brady, though, right?
No, yeah, that was my rookie year.
Oh, that was your rookie year?
Yeah.
You got him twice that game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing you're looking forward to getting some opposing quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the upcoming season. You know, that's what we have training camp for. You know, we grind through every day, and then to get ready for the opening game in the season, and you know, just take it from there.
Do you feel a difference now that it's the second week of camp? Do you feel like it's being cranked up a little more?
Yeah, it definitely has. You know, we've got that first day of pads out of our system, and you know, we just come out here every day and just, you know, grind through. You know, every rep and just get better in every play.
Are mental reps more important now? Because, I mean, obviously with the new CBA, you can't take as many days in pads, you know, film work. Is there more of an emphasis on that now as opposed to maybe in the past?
I mean, it's all hand in hand. I mean, you know, when there was 2-a-days, guys are still watching as much film then as they are now. And because, you know, the film room, you know, plays a huge part, you know, come Sundays.
Are there any similarities between this franchise and Oakland?
I really haven't. I really don't know. I mean, I just take everything in stride.
Do you keep a book on offensive linemen and their tendencies?
I mean, I know it because I played, you know, a lot of offensive tackles, so you pretty much get a feel for what everyone likes to do. Mm-hmm. You know, and then before the game comes Sunday, you know, you really study the tackle and, you know, see what the strong points are.